The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh. The gang's all here and it's so great to be back with everybody. On today's show, we'd like to get started today with a little game we call the Mike O'Mara Show Crew Makes the Call.
Oh, wow.
Oh, good. This is good for football. I love participating. You know, the Superb Owl is coming up.
Now, unfortunately, this is going to be something where you have to play at home and you'll have to find your way to the visual aid that has to be used for this particular discussion. But this spurred me on, a conversation with my wife spurred me on to have this discussion today. And the question for the entire Mike O'Mara Show crew today is, is this the picture of a dork?
Wow.
I hold it in my
head. Know what's great? I don't even have to look up.
Only if the dork is gay.
I hold in my hand.
Yes.
That guy must have got
a picture of Rob's.
What's the name of the game, Mike?
Is this man a dork?
No, the name of the game. Mike O'Mara Show makes
the Mike O'Mara Show makes the call.
Could you explain the picture, please?
All right, Rob has updated his Facebook page.
I ran into an old photo this weekend that I was entertained
this
by.
This was taken when Rob was trying to find his identity.
Now, Carla, you know, loves you. She loves you.
But not often enough.
Carla's comment to me yesterday was as follows. Was he always a dork? Now, hold on a second.
That's his feelings.
It should be pointed out that early in our dating career, when I was conducting the Buddy Rich Orchestra at a stop sign in my car, Carla referred to me as a dork.
Yes.
I am in the dork club as well.
Welcome, Mike.
But when Carla referenced this picture,
I am your captain.
When she referenced this picture of Rob, which was circa, what do you say? What do you say this time?
There was some discussion. It seems to be May of 1988.
Jesus.
Wow.
Well, and were you promming it?
Yes, it was the junior prom.
He's wearing a bow tie. And he has the most ruby red lips you've ever seen.
You see, you say
photo.
Dork.
Almost
you know
like
I think?
He's got makeup on.
Yeah, do you have makeup on?
No, I don't. It's all natural.
Oh, nice.
I'm rugged like Clark Gable. I don't wear
Can
makeup.
Can I say that?
Let me say this. When I saw the picture, the reason I posted it is that screams showbiz.
Does it?
That screams showbiz if the showbiz you're in is a gay rodeo.
Oh, no.
I actually disagree.
Really?
That picture screams autoerotic asphyxiation. That's what it does.
Too bad it doesn't scream voice therapy.
It is Rob Spiewak. At what age?
That would be, just turned 17.
Wow. You are, your hair is
so perfect.
It looks like mommy did the hair.
She never touched my hair. You know what the most amazing thing is the smaller forehead. I really can't believe the massive French-like retreat that my hairline has made.
You have the reddish hair.
Yes.
And you are, it's not a full crew cut, but you're on your way to crew cut land.
Yeah, not a flat top. It is a crew cut. What it is, it's sort of like an Oliver North type deal. It's perfectly rounded with just enough to go off to the right.
Oliver North would be a good comparison as
Who
far as
Who references Oliver North?
That guy.
This dork.
That's one that I'm enjoying.
Just dorks.
Mike.
Then it's he's got the boyish face, the ruddy cheeks, the lower lip that's just
those
massive.
Full red lips.
That's right.
Full red.
It's a little
bulbous.
You know what they are? Those are built for a lady's pleasure, man.
Oh, God, hey, disgusting. Do you remember who you went with?
Yes, that year was
Brad.
Jenny Dalgetty. It was Jenny Dalgetty.
Oh, what happened?
She passed away.
What?
That night. Embarrassment. She's alive.
Long story.
She's alive, and she's a friend on Facebook. Senior year, it was Kirsten Potter.
Ooh.
Yeah. Who has done an episode of Bones. Thank you very much.
Nice.
Yeah.
She sounds hot.
Oh, she was
hot. Were you like me in high school where you went to the prom with the hot girls, but you didn't get anything?
Well, just to prove that how much I was like you in that dork mode.
Yes.
That picture was not taken with my date. It was taken with my friend John.
That's what I wanted to show you.
Oh, my
that?
God.
That's exactly
that?
What I wanted to show everybody.
And that is how gay marriage got started.
It's not even gay. It's just like dorky.
You know what? That picture is legal in 27 states.
Look
now,
at that.
Okay.
Hey, we're entertainers.
That will be.
We were.
That
we
will be our avatar for the show today.
I agree. I agree.
Why just today, Mike?
I'd like that all week. I'd like that all week.
The guy with you looks like he's got a coke problem.
No, the guy with me has got himself a gorgeous wife and is in Hollywood making his living as a screenwriter and screen doctor.
What the hell happened to you?
Exactly. I said, John, look at us then and look at us now. No, don't look at us now.
Is he larger as well, or is he still thin? Yeah, but he's still thin.
God, he's pencil thin.
And handsome.
Yeah. Beautiful.
And rich and famous.
And Rob's look on his face, how can I describe this in an audio way? Rob is giving an expression that says,
yeah.
Yeah, well, really, what if you look
exactly.
If you look carefully at my eyes, I'm saying it won't be long before I weigh 150 pounds more than I do right now.
You're pretty handsome as a young lad.
Oh, well, shut up, Oscar.
No, he isn't.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the Mike O'Mara Show, Dork of the Day. Check out Rob's Facebook page and check out the Mike O'Mara Show website where we'll have that. I want that everywhere. I want that as wallpaper.
Okay.
That'll be fantastic. And good to be back in the studio in Manassas.
Yeah,
S&D, everybody.
Hello. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Haney Telephone Company, good morning.
Oh, hello, Mr. Haney. How's it going?
Just fine. Is anything else you want to know?
No.
Then I'll just put you down for 50 cents.
What for?
You ask how everything was going, and that comes under the heading of information, and all information calls are 50 cents.
How can you charge 50 cents for information?
It'll cost you another 50 cents for the information on how I can charge 50 cents for information.
Get me Mr. Drucker.
Station to station or person to person?
What are you talking about?
Are you asking for information?
No.
Well, it sounded to me like you was. Why don't we just split the difference and I'll put you down for a quarter?
How can you possibly charge? No, let me rephrase that. Drucker's is a local call.
Not since I rezoned the valley.
You rezoned the valley?
In answer to your 50-cent question, yes.
Get me Drucker's.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
And I think it's important to point out that during that last audio clip, the two boys who were raised locked in their bedrooms with the key thrown away and the television, the soft glow of the television being the only love that they experienced,
right,
were unhinging their jaws laughing at the Green Acres clip. I, unfortunately, was not.
No,
you know,
no,
it's
you
funny,
not.
Mike. I got out of the bedroom often enough to get my gay picture taken.
Oh, my God. That is a strange opening to a strange show. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Downloaded over 11.5 million times. That's an amazing number. We are also heard in 149 countries and still growing. Today's date is Monday, January 30th, 2011. 2012.
Yeah.
I'll get back in the rhythm here. And you can call us at 718-506-1625. Our show today is brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
A letter, if you will.
Oh, good.
I will, Mike. I certainly will.
From Kurt, he writes, "Hey, knotheads."
That's us.
"Love the show. Been listening for years. The podcast keeps me sane. Speaking of sanity, my wife and I are getting stocked up with crap for adopting a little parasite." That's wonderful. They're going to get a baby.
Oh, I thought I was thinking bed bugs.
"As such, we need a bunch of stuff. I recently found out it's more complicated than raising puppies."
Really?
"You need more than a heat lamp, a cardboard box, and a blanket."
Well.
"Going through your website onto Amazon's has produced some amazing deals. You can order anything except the kit on there. Keep up, keep it up. Love the show. P.S. Mike, you actually inspired me with the name of If It's a Girl. Uh-huh. At one point, I actually suggested Catherine Elizabeth because I think it's a beautiful name."
Yes.
"That's very nice."
Yes.
"Yeah, I appreciate that, Kurt. And if it's a boy, I suggested Tommy or Charlie, but my wife punched me."
Oh.
"Isn't it sort of creepy and stalkerish if we named a kid after your show?" Yes, but we love it.
I like it.
That would be good stuff. So check out our Amazon page. It's MikeOMaraShow.com. It'll take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. And as Mark said to me yesterday, we are doing beautifully with Amazon at the beginning of the year.
Beautiful.
Beautiful, guys. So keep it coming for Amazon. We appreciate that.
It's a shame that he can't find an adopted child on Amazon. However, I have heard good things about Craigslist. Check it out.
Yeah,
and go through our website.
On the show today, a senior moment at the airport yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I'm having a senior moment on the show today. I'm all discombobulated.
Yesterday, Oscar had a senior moment.
I know what actors feel like today. I'll talk about
that
a little bit.
Yes.
We got Rob's profile photo. What happened to Winter? I am a rude man. We've got My Morning with Steve and Tommy. And it's Parents' Corner that we're going to start out with today.
Oh, good.
And let me see. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, catch a tie. We're going to start with Mark because he gave me the heads up first on his parenting corner. Mark Ronick had an incident or is having incidents at his school.
Oh,
and
dear.
All I know is it involves bullying.
Yes.
And your child is being
bullied.
Maya
is being bullied. I talked a little bit about it on This Week in America on Friday. She's got a girl who's always just been on her case almost through the duration of middle school.
Yes.
And this girl is...
Terribly cruel age, too.
Yeah,
it is. She's in third grade.
Okay, so not middle school, elementary school.
I'm sorry, elementary school.
Because Maya's third grade, right?
Yes,
well, see, when you said middle school, I remembered middle school being particularly harsh
it
for
is.
Me.
It is. That's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, they've changed it now, and that middle school is now 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah.
Right. That's
so
right.
You
I
have,
get confused.
You actually have two safe years.
Right.
7th and 8th grade. Used to be 7th you were, you know, a target the whole time, and then 8th you ruled the school. Now you've got 2 years that you're okay.
And so. And I think I just remember it being all the really cruel crap happened to me when I was in middle school.
Me too.
You know, it was student government they had, and I got kind of backstabbed by a guy.
They teased me about my lip and my tuxedo.
So Maya is in what grade?
She's in third grade.
Third grade.
She's going to be 9 in March.
Far away from middle school.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
But she has this girl who torments her. She will tease her. She will get her friends to tease her. You know, they will follow
the
her.
The bully will get the bully's friends or the bully get Maya's friends?
The bully will get her own friends to just torment her. They'll follow her around. They'll chant her name at random. They will, in PE class, for example, when they're playing volleyball, she encourages her own friends to throw the ball at Maya to, like, peg it at her.
That
kind of stuff.
Now let me stop you for a second here. Now, have we, as the parent, have we observed all of this stuff, or are we going on what your daughter is saying?
I'm glad you asked that. And I always, the first thing I always do is I'll immediately to myself wonder if she's BSing me or not.
Okay. Does she have a tendency to do that
type
of thing?
She does not.
Okay.
No, she all does right. not. And doesn't have this problem with anybody else.
Okay.
You know, never has. So we've had a couple of instances where Maya and this girl has been sent to the principal or the vice principal to try to get a resolution. And she's been to the guidance counselor there to get some tips on how to deal with it.
Okay. And bullying is...
That sucks.
I mean, any level of school, all the way through high school, it's bully. I mean, at least my kids' schools, it's the bully posters everywhere. Bully, bully, bully.
Oh yeah, it's big.
They try to. They really try to eliminate this.
They do,
of course.
And they've been successful in a lot of these.
When Buzz was in school, they had bully posters everywhere, but that was to elect Teddy Roosevelt.
That's right. Bully, bully.
So,
bully.
So the most recently, the vice principal said to Maya and this girl, "I want you guys to stay apart. No talking to each other. Don't get in each other's way."
That's,
this is how I parent with my two children, and it doesn't work.
That's a wimpy way to handle it.
That is a total wimpy.
That's not handling it.
Is it? Is it?
That's not handling it.
I don't know how to deal with kids. I just don't know what happens. Is it okay if you called that girl's parents and said, "Look, you better beat your kid's ass"?
Yeah, because... we'll get to that.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yes, we'll get to that.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay,
good.
So Maya has done, according to the school, a great job of staying away. Okay, she ignores it. But the girl, the bully, is continuing it. She's been continuing this whole thing.
She is the instigator.
Yes.
Chad Ram.
She came to school with a hammer.
She will. Yeah, she'll chase her around the
playground. So what's the little bitch's name?
Yeah,
no,
I don't
I'm
know
just
if
kidding.
I should
no,
say
no,
that.
You shouldn't. No, you shouldn't. Especially after I said that.
Yeah, but so
well played.
What
so the problems?
The problems continued, and I have been writing it down every day. Maya comes home from school to complain.
Nice.
So I said, well, before I just
FCHA,
you know,
I've got future, you in my file.
Future crackheads of America.
So I decided let me collect these, and then once I've got enough, then I'm going to go back.
Yeah.
To
what are
school.
You collecting?
The incidents that Meyer is coming to me and reporting.
Incident
every
reports.
Single
exactly.
day.
He is the collector.
So you start writing these down.
Yeah. Good. So then I. Then
so
I,
wait, do you say, "Hey, Maya, what happened today?" Or do you say, "Hey, how was your day?"
The latter. Okay. We always want to, the big thing is we're like, just tell us something positive first, because instantly she comes home to tell us the negative about this.
Yeah.
So I contact the school. And they said, "All right, we'll deal with it. Let us look into this a little bit more, and we'll get back to you."
Could be worse. She could be making iPhones in China.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Or a fake Facebook
account. I wish she did. Then I'd get a free iPhone. But what's gonna happen?
I wish she did. Then I could get a free iPhone.
The long story short, I ended up going in. I went to the vice principal to talk to her. And she assured me she was working on it. She was investigating it. And the next day, I didn't hear back. I called the vice principal again. We talked. She said that, yes, I'm going to have a meeting with the girl's parents and the girl.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
So actually, on Friday, I got a call.
How many times have you been to the school dealing with this?
I've dealt with the principal and vice principal two or three times face-to-face.
In what grade are we talking about?
Third.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. So I sat. So she told me because
she come home crying and stuff like that.
Sometimes.
Or?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
But no more than Melissa.
Is it wrong that I would tell my kid to hit that girl?
I'm almost there myself.
Well, Melissa would love to tell her that, but she holds back at all costs.
Now, before
knock
you
her
get
in the face,
it's in answer to that,
I just roll over to wherever I just go to the school and point at the kid.
Yeah. Well, when I went to
I'll
the school the last time,
kick your little ass if you touch my daughter again.
That's the way they handle things nowadays, Mike. And we've discussed this not just on America, but also on Friday night. We talked about this on the phone. The thing about this is not that Maya wants to hit her. Maya's personality is that she wants to be liked. And this is where it's sort of an awkward thing going on. It's not just that she wants the bullying to stop.
Yeah.
She wants to go to the full end of the spectrum.
Right.
Yeah, the bullying that's affecting her. It's that the girl doesn't like Maya that's affecting Maya.
Mm-hmm. So Maya's frustrated by her inability to win over this
girl.
But
you've got to tell Maya that, because I've been there with Mike.
It's not worth it.
That's not going to change.
That's not the reality.
This is true. Yeah.
Right. This is not a friend you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. We keep telling her, you know, why would you even want this girl to be your friend at this point? So the vice principal encouraged me to bring Maya in the morning to let her know that we're working on this, and that if she ever has a problem, to go to any adult and let them know that it's happening so that we can take care of it immediately. And I was there for this, and that's when the vice principal said, "We're going to have the parents and the kids come in." And she said to me, she said to Maya, "And I want you to know, if this is really a problem, I can give your father a form to fill out. It's like an official document about being bullied.
Nice.
You can actually report the kid officially."
Yeah.
And apparently, it'll stay on the kid's record for all through school.
Say it right, Mark.
Nice.
It'll stay on your permanent record.
Yes.
Yeah.
So all through the rest of school. I have been hesitant. I've known about it, and I've been hesitant to do it.
Right.
Now, once she told me...
Have you filled out forms left and right?
you're so looking forward to putting that name down. Because you've been through this with your kid already, so you're ready to go.
Yeah. And what pushed me over the edge was that the vice principal told Maya about the form, and she said, and I will let the girl's parents know that they can do this too, because the girl tries to turn the tables and say that Maya's doing stuff.
But when she said that, school faculty backs up the fact that the other girl is the instigator.
So what happens?
Well, I haven't heard that yet.
Yeah. Right.
I haven't heard that the other girl is the instigator from the school.
Right.
I've heard that
that's coming.
I've heard that the other girl is saying that Maya's doing it too.
He said she said, or she said she said.
So once I heard the vice principal.
Never a winner in that situation.
Once I heard that the vice principal. was planning on offering the documents to the other parents, I said, I'm filling this effer out. Because I didn't want this to become who does it first, because if they do it and then we do it, looks like we're retaliating.
Right.
Yes.
It's an answer.
Right.
You know, so at the end of the meeting, I said, I'm filling this form out. I told her that. She said, I understand. Go ahead. Go for it. I filled out the form. I got a call on Friday afternoon from the vice principal to say, I had a meeting with the parents. Mm-hmm. And not surprising, they went ballistic. Mm-hmm. They actually, to the point, she told me, that she had to excuse the child from the room because the parents were acting so inappropriately.
Wow.
They were so enraged. They were using such inappropriate language
with the kid there
that she had to have the kid leave the office.
Well, right there, that says something to me about the parents that they're using inappropriate language.
And
clearly, Maya pissed them off too.
Quite a little trouble.
So, well, when they were waiting, to be fair, when the parents were waiting to see the vice principal, Maya was standing by them chanting their name.
Yeah, that's right.
They're using bad language in a principal's office with the kid there?
Right.
The vice principal said they were using language that I would never use in front of a child.
To prove that their kid is not a bully.
I'm not going to make this a racial thing or a cultural thing, but could you just...
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about race.
I'm already there.
I didn't even think about... Oh, do we have a racial component here?
We might.
Yes, I knew it!
Oh, my God!
I said what everybody else listening was thinking.
That's right. Anti-Semites.
Were they German?
The mother is... The mother's Latino, and the father's African American.
My people,
yes,
my people. Well, I will say the fire comes from the Latina. I'll take that.
That's my guess.
I will take that.
But she
Rob,
told
we need
me-
some music for this. I don't have any in my.
Do you have any black Latino?
I had
music
them at the old.
We can
I don't have any stereotypical African American music.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't have any at all?
I don't have any in the whole goddamn replay. I've got plenty of. You know, stuff from six shows ago.
Oh, wow.
But my replay is so screwed at this place.
I will continue as Rob looks that up for us.
Right.
Now, what she said was once she got the kid back in the room and she calmed the parents down, it got a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But the parents were, I guess, then threatening that then they wanted to fill out the form.
Sure.
Yeah.
Everybody
And does. The vice principal said to her, well, you're welcome to. However, being that I've been investigating this, I can tell you right now that I've investigated Maya's side of the story, and it's all true. The adults and children have admitted or have
collaborated
seen this
story. Yes,
this happened to Maya.
Okay, all right.
She said, and if I do this investigation for you, Maya's done nothing.
Wow.
So it's going to be, you know, in my words, a waste of time for you to fill out this form. Mm-hmm. And did you have that?
Yeah,
it popped out. And so the parents were still flipped out. They are in complete denial. Even though...
No.
You asked.
Stop it. That's not what I was
thinking. No, this is blatantly racist. See,
the Mike O'Mara Show plays your request.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Yes, be specific.
Jesus.
Good What's times, that I was thinking about maybe.
What's that they're saying?
All right, stop.
Stop.
Jesus. Just stop
it's
that.
A good turn it down. Ship, Robert Ely.
All right, stop it.
So the
God.
Who has that?
The parents
this
are,
I do.
This guy.
Are in he knows I really love it.
The parents don't believe that this is happening.
Yes.
They don't believe the vice principal.
Yeah.
The kid denies it. Mm-hmm. And the parents are enraged. Sure. And they had requested that we meet with them.
Oh,
oh dear.
The and I said to the vice principal,
"That's fine. What's wrong with that?"
I said to the vice principal, "I'm happy to do that." And I even said to the vice principal, "You know, as a parent, if the roles were reversed, I would be pretty upset and livid too, and I'd want to get to the bottom of it too."
It, can the bell be unrung? There's the question I have as far as this this report that you have filed.
I don't know yet, but the vice principal told me you're welcome to do that. And she kept hesitating
to meet with the other parents.
Right. She said, and she kept hesitating and dancing around it. But basically what she was telling me is, I don't recommend it.
They're violent?
I think
screw
so.
Them.
I get rolled in the parking lot.
Really? Because is this a threatening situation?
That's the way she made it sound to me.
I just,
So now the kicker is that on Friday, we pick up Maya from school every day. And so does this girl's mother.
Mm.
And Melissa said...
In her lowrider?
Melissa said, you know what?
Did you go Friday? Did you go with her?
No, I stayed late here on Friday. Okay. Yeah. Melissa normally would pick her up, but Melissa, and you guys know Melissa, she definitely has some fire to her.
Yeah,
right.
And she said, I better stay away, and we had a friend bring Maya home.
Wow.
But now today, I'm going
you
to pick up Maya.
You gotta face the music, yeah.
And
we're going to save you the trouble, Mark, because we have the couple behind that curtain. Yeah. Come on out.
I hope all this stuff you're doing with the adult stuff, you're not doing it in front of her. Don't let Maya know that it's this much of an issue.
Right. Right. No, because I'm trying not to.
That's not very cool.
Well,
how has the behavior been since all this went down?
As far as...
Or is this just transpire
this is
over
just
the weekend?
Over the week, Friday afternoon. That's the latest.
So the vice principal, did the vice principal come out and say, I wouldn't recommend you meeting with the parents?
I believe she did. I don't know if those were the exact words, but yes, she kept dancing around it with me. Every time I said I would do it, she said, I don't know. And now she's looking into whether or not she is allowed to facilitate that.
Oh, no, probably not.
They won't let her get near it.
Or if they need to bring somebody in from the Montgomery County Public School System.
Mediate.
Or they may just say, we want nothing to do with it. If you guys want to meet, here are your phone numbers.
You missed perhaps one of the best portions of the story, though, was on Friday. I got to watch Mark be Mark the parent.
To the principal. I had to do the phone call here.
His face was long. It was so serious that the shape of his head changed.
Yeah. So,
and I heard a lot of, yes, I see.
Well, keep us posted.
I understand.
I'd like to find out how that goes.
Me too.
If you brought a proxy in, it's clearly Lowell, right?
Yes, of course. Of course. But do you guys think I did the wrong thing by filling out that form?
No.
I'm having my doubts now.
No. Not yet.
I think you did simply because you did it because you were doing it. You didn't want to do it originally, but then you find out that they're going to get it. You're going to and you wanted to beat them to the punch.
But you know that is true, but also he has faculty on his side. He has been
told.
If you
have faculty on your side. The fact is your kid being bullied?
Yes.
Then you filled it out.
Yeah. Anytime anything that happens that gets in the way of Maya having I hate to sound like a real parent like this, but getting in the way of her having a positive experience at school, if it makes her less likely to enjoy school, it's bad.
And she's now
all remember the knots in our stomach from kids like that.
Yeah.
It was terrible. All right, well, that's it.
You're a good parent.
We will keep up on that. Let us know what happens.
I will.
We go from one side of the parenting equation to the dream side. We go from bullying to the world academic excellence.
Julia is the bully.
Yeah.
We will come back from our break and we will find out all about Rob's little dream girl and her performance at the spelling bee.
Yes, I have the final results. The final results are in.
We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to MichaelMarishow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, where some of us will be this coming Sunday, and Jimmy's
some of us
annual Super Bowl bash.
Which ones?
He's not going to be there.
Oh, I see.
He won't really be missed until like 7 o'clock, the time he would show up
anyway. That's why I didn't give him a hard time.
Selective surgery. Do it.
Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with a Sunday brunch from 11 to 2. 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout, and a free football pool for the first 100 fans with prizes after every quarter. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy, then on to watch the game in big screen HD. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-JIMS.
That number again.
703-435-GYMS or click the banner ad on our website. Well, we're really looking forward to seeing all of you at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Giants against the Patriots. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big one. And Oscar is going to be in Arizona again.
I see.
That'll be good.
Again.
he's courting. We have to allow him to do that.
I think my conversation went, because I was scared to tell Mike. When
I ratted you out on the Captain Steve and Tommy show this morning.
Oh, yeah. Did you?
When I finally got the cojones to call you.
Mm. But like, it was funny because you usually, when you call me, I can't say exclusively that phone calls from you have an agenda, but the vast majority of them do.
Yes.
And when he calls you, this one could not have been more transparent.
When he calls
and you caught me, you were very fortunate because you caught me in a fabulous mood after my great Florida day.
When he calls you, do you have to fill out a form?
No, it's like, hey, how you doing? It's good as hell. Yeah, let's say, and then, by the way, at the very end, you know, I can't go to the appearance for this I'll be in Arizona. But you were honest about it. And I was cool. Was I cool about it?
You filled my afternoon with joy.
Good.
Because
good.
I was
in a great mood.
I was dreading the conversation. But this is,
as joyful as you would be if you were at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
That's right.
This is a window into Michael Mara's soul.
Okay.
And for those of you that think Mike is just curmudgeon-y or he's just like in a bad mood or a pessimist at all times, you're right. But there are times. There are times where the romantic in him shines through.
Yeah.
And
you laid it on the table. And whether you were lying, it was a good lie.
No, I told Mike, I said, look, I made these plans to go to Arizona weeks ago, and it landed on Super Bowl Sunday.
And Jimmy's just came up.
Yeah, who knew it was the Super Bowl?
Yeah, you know, in the Super Bowl, it happens different times. I mean, this is the year that it's on a Sunday, but who knew?
I didn't know Super Bowl Sunday, one. Two, it's for the Phoenix Open. But more importantly, I told him, like, look, I can get my money back from Southwest. I can get they give you credit, so you can use that anytime. I was like, and I could get the money back for.
But the whole time you're telling me that story, I know you're not going to.
Yes,
do that.
Yes. Well, no, and I said, look, I could probably get someone to buy the tickets for the Phoenix Open.
Yeah, you know, you're setting me up for that.
But I said, but I have to tell you the only.
And the whole time hoping that maybe I'll just volunteer. Oh no, don't do
that. No, I'm not hoping. I'm not hoping. I'm just. I said,
how did long? You get my initial reaction when you said you weren't going to be able. I'm like, oh gee.
I didn't know. I didn't get that.
How long into the conversation before you took the handset away from your head and looked at it? That's my favorite thing when people and his lips were flapping.
And I said, but it's about the girl, and I really would really like to see her this weekend.
And then you also said you're not going to move to Arizona.
Yeah, and you know what you said to me? You said, look, man, I got to tell you that I've been down here in Florida for the last couple of days, and I can't stand to be away from Carla, which I thought was sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what you're probably going through, and you're courting. So go get your girl, which was amazing.
I think that, you know, that's fine. And I think that's
good.
It
was amazing.
I think, you know, go.
Very sweet.
And really, I did process it that, you know, there are only two people that need to be at the party. You know, it's Rob and Mike. So, I mean, really.
What about Buzz?
So you and Buzz don't matter.
Michael, never have. So Michael is going to go easily this afternoon.
Piece of cake.
Right. Mike, you need three.
Huh?
You need three to play Jeopardy.
Buzz likes to be at the parties, though.
I do like the parties.
And Buzz is Buzz has the still that connection with the female part of our audience.
Yes, yes, yes.
So when Buzz is at the party,
mostly the older women.
Buzz has a vibe that I just like what he brings to
a
the
sexual
party.
Vibe.
But Buzz is, you know, Buzz you know comes in. You usually roll out the you know sooner than I'm usually the last one to leave, and you know and you
Mike
you're in your own world.
I black
you get
out
there,
like
you
two,
get there late, you black out, so it's like you know epic.
You know, I think it's glad we worked this out, and I'd like to play this song for my friend Oscar Santana. There's a warm wind
blowing, the stars around. There he is. And I'd really love to see you tonight. Right.
England Dan and John Ford Zabios.
Such an a-hole.
So, so anyway, we're all going to be out at Jimmy's, and we'll have some obnoxious toast to Oscar.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I can Skype in.
Yeah. Buzz, maybe you can come up with an obnoxious toast to Oscar.
Oh, I can do that.
Make it as mean as humanly possible. Because I've insulted you, too, and you didn't do anything to deserve that. So
Mean, curmudgeon-y.
That's right.
Are you a bully?
That's for all.
No.
That's, that's for all the watch checks on the road dial.
Here's okay, the, here's the form, Oscar.
So, I guess what it is I understand, and you know, when and you also made it clear you're not moving to Arizona.
No.
Although I said, you know, really with the way the technology works for this podcast, what I also said to you is that you're coming back on Monday again.
Yes.
Yeah, that's getting to be a problem. I said, you know, you ought to try to Skype in on Monday.
I'm taking my rig with me.
We all, yeah. If we all take the rig.
What are you, BJ and the Bear?
I'm a classic example.
Good buddy.
I travel, and you know what? I'm going to bring that. There is so little equipment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
That do, makes the podcast sound good, and I'm really, really delighted with it. So I think that, you know, wherever we go, you guys, go ahead.
I look forward to seeing Oscar's small face on an iPad sleeping.
So we're very excited about Jimmy's coming up this Sunday. What a treat to be out there. I love being in a big joint with a bunch of people for the game, and it's
it makes
gonna
a
be
big
great.
Difference.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So, getting back to the kid corner, we had the terrible situation with Mark Ronick, and I hope everything works out for you.
Thank you.
Keep us posted, and then we go from that to a very nice event where you were at your child's spelling bee.
Very
today.
Nice for Julia.
Julia Dillinger.
Very tense for the parents. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
I'd be out of my mind.
The amount of tension that you would feel just walking into the fifth grade spelling bee.
Wow.
Can I ask you a question?
Please.
When I watch and I do occasionally watch the National Spelling Bee because I find it fascinating.
And keep in mind, this is the fifth graders. This is not anything like you see on ESPN.
My old man was a wordsmith, New York Times crossword puzzle and ink. He was a very, you know, he's a copywriter. That was his trade. Nice. That's what he did. And so he loved words. That was his thing.
Yeah.
And so I watched the National Spelling Bee. And when I watch that, I always say, there seems to be a propensity.
Yes, there's a mystery.
For a certain ethnicity. That does well in the spelling bee.
Actually,
the Indians just wax.
It seemed to me
about you and your kids.
And I'm not talking about I'm not talking about teepee. I'm talking about 7-Eleven.
Yeah, what we say is
God,
Mike DNF.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Jesus,
DNF.
What's that?
Dots, not feathers.
We get to
the school. This is a time capsule one, isn't it?
Oh, God.
We get to
take
the school.
Take me to Arizona with you.
Dots, not feathers.
Jesus, mouse.
Jesus, it's a compliment, Oscar.
So we get to the cafetorium, Mike.
Right.
Which, no, I'm sorry. It's not the cafetorium. It's the gymnatorium. It's
gymnatorium. I hate those.
It's a gymnasium and an auditorium.
So glad when my kids finally get to high school, they had a real auditorium.
And I think there's probably like 120 fifth graders in the class, in the whole school. 25 of them are on stage, for lack of a better word, to be contestants, and they've got the big numbers around
them. How many of them?
I think 25. Well, I know there's 25 contestants at the beginning of the B.
And how many out of the class are
I think
are
there's
in
probably
it?
About 120 fifth graders.
Oh, so this has been narrowed down.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Looks like a PA competition.
One of Julia's friends came over for a play date on Friday. Jack, which is the first male play date we've had, which was nice. Wow. Jack is a nice kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
And Carrie very offhandedly said, Jack, are you looking forward to the spelling bee? And Jack said, I wasn't selected.
No. Oh,
so that was nice guy. For Jack. Well done, Carrie.
Did you take the day off? I don't know why I said that.
I do.
I had to. That's terrible.
Is it weird when a guy comes over?
It was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what was great is that it provided a little linkage between Julia and Robert so that they actually all three played together.
Oh, nice.
So that was actually a plate in their cake.
Did you do your usual speech?
Yes, I did.
You noticed this jukebox, did you?
I did that. And also, I laid out the in-house regulations if they wanted to play 7 minutes in heaven.
Would any of you kids like to see the dorkiest picture on Facebook?
Would any of you like to see me forge Mike O'Mara's autograph? I can do it, you know.
Jesus.
So we go in, and the spelling bee, you know, an elementary school, and I think Mark probably can speak to this. When I go into the school, I realize I'm so out of my element, I'm instantly uncomfortable.
Yep.
Because many of the teachers now are younger than me,
and
I still feel like they are my authority figures.
And like I told Rob, sitting in the principal's office waiting for her to come in, it was awkward.
Yeah,
I mean, I felt weird sitting in the principal's office.
So, was this a female vice principal?
Yes.
Hot?
She's a little bit older, but yes, for her age, she's attractive.
Ooh,
nice. Yes.
Celebrity she most resembles?
Do you remember the video for Hot for Teacher?
Yeah.
What a dream scenario.
Oh, yeah.
Do you need backup or anything?
I forgot her name. Do you remember who he said on America?
Yeah, she looks like a Sue Sylvester from Glee.
Here's the dream scenario. I'm kidding. Mr. Ronick. This is for the Ustreamers.
Yeah. And she, and in the dream scenario, she doesn't.
I think we can work this out if we can just come to an arrangement.
In the dream scenario, has she colored her goatee?
But no, Rob, she looks like the coach from Glee.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
That's,
so,
not, that's
so,
not good.
So we go to Glee.
She tells me, that woman.
So we go. Ugh. We go and we sit down, and it never ceases to amaze me that people in the positions that where they're forced to speak to gatherings of parents and kids are so ill-prepared to speak in front of people.
You're talking about the teachers?
Administrators, teachers, right. The host. And it
well,
was...
They're, you know, I mean, okay.
Yeah,
well,
keep
I
in
don't
mind.
Want, I don't want to slam a professor.
Neither do I, but don't you think that a teacher whose job is to get in front of 30 people a day
right.
Should at least be slightly engaging and familiar with their copy?
They're, right. They're 30 children.
Yeah, it's
they're,
a big
they're,
difference.
Tough
they're
audience.
Huge. They freak out. You
I
know?
Just wish they would have called me because I would have done such a better job by the time.
Had that thought. So they're going Jesus. Through the rules, and some of the rules that I thought were most entertaining.
Hello, kids. It's your old buddy, Rob.
Hey, I just got back from Chuck E. Cheese. How many people have ever been to Chuck E. Cheese? Isn't it wild?
Play some audio. I want to hear. We're running out of time. Okay, you got to play some audio.
I just have to tell you that some of the rules that were really funny because they get up there. We want to. Can you hear me? Yes. Welcome to the elementary school. We want to say.
Is this a teacher or administrator saying this?
There's some things we want you to keep in mind during the. Can you hear me?
What?
During the spelling bee. The format is you'll say the word, you'll spell the word, and then you will say the
word
again.
We get the fact that the teachers can't communicate.
And then this is the best rule of all. We expect proper sportsmanship from the audience. Like someone, like a parent is going to say, go S in your hat. Yeah, you suck. Students.
So only if those parents of that kid that's bullying Maya show up.
But the best rule of all is he said, when you're on the mic, and there is a little mic that's, but by the way, set for someone my height. So all the kids are screaming at the ceiling to get into the mic. The rule is, they said, please enunciate. Poor diction or nonsense sounds will be counted as an error.
Good.
Now, I can understand.
I like that.
I can understand the poor diction, but what about a nonsense sound? Like a kid is going to go, but they're going to say, waste basket.
Waste basket.
And the kid will go,
W, blah, blah, blah.
No, yee, yee. So I'm sorry, Charlie Callis. Charlie Callis did not win the spelling bee.
Yay. Is that an A or an E?
The word is blooper. B, loo, loo. So Julia.
W, A, S, T, blah, blah, blah.
So I only got to stay for 5 rounds because at 25 kids, the rounds are lengthy.
Okay.
And Julia was not the first one out, and that was my fear. I didn't want her to be the first one out. Since she's been going to this school since the second part of kindergarten.
Is she a good speller?
Julia's pretty good.
Okay.
And I got to see a lot of parents that I knew, and the first one out, Dad did not look happy, and I really felt for him. Not because it's shameful. It's great that anyone was selected, but God, to have your kid be the first one out, that's really tough. Here are some of Julia's words.
Oh, good.
We start with round one. Hold on.
How many rounds did you get?
I was there for 5 rounds. And
she made it through 5 rounds?
Yes, she did. And her first word was broth.
Broth. Mother made 2 quarts of broth from the leftover chicken. Broth. Broth. B-R-O-T-H, broth.
And you cannot hear me, but I go,
broth is, that's
have an
piece of cake.
And the other thing that was weird is the kids, and this was heartbreaking, they're not allowed to restart. So if they make a mistake, even if they know that they made a mistake, they have to continue.
Broth. B-R-O-T-H, broth. Mother made a big pot of cumin-flavored broth.
Round two.
Pretty.
We lost one person on the first round. Round two was, one moment, wallet.
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 Still pretty easy.
Yeah. Fifth graders.
Wallet. A pickpocket at the airport cleverly snatched Gerald's new leather wallet. Wallet. W-A-L-L-E-T. Wallet.
Nice job.
Her diction is awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good job.
Round three. The tension is building.
Are they getting tougher?
Words get harder.
compact. The bulldog's compact frame contrasts sharply with the greyhound's lanky build. Compact.
Can you stop it for a second? Are we out of your wheelhouse yet, Oscar?
No, I can spell compact.
Most of these words.
Just waiting. I'm waiting to that moment.
That's going to get hard.
A challenging word.
C-O-M-P-A-C-T.
Yeah.
Compact.
Yeah.
Round four.
They love Julia.
Dreadful.
They love Julia.
Round four, dreadful.
Turn off that dreadful song, Cynthia's mom.
Dreadful.
Dreadful. Dreadful. D-R-E-A-D-F-U-L.
Nice.
Now, at the end of round four, about 10 are gone. About 10 are gone.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I'm really proud of her now. Because she is now among the best spellers in all of
the
her
cream
class.
Of the crop.
10 eliminated.
Round five, her word, perky.
Hmm.
Okay.
Perky.
Mm. All right. Tricky.
Perky. I've got a good sentence for that.
Yeah. Me too.
Perky.
Perky, the vice principal's.
Mark's pants in the principal's office.
Perky. Perky. P-E-R-K-Y. Perky.
So Perky, she got it.
Nice job.
Yeah,
again.
Way to go, Julia.
And then I had, pardon me, then I had to excuse myself to get here. But don't worry, the play-by-play was provided by Carrie, who, as I left, I whispered, make sure you have the ringer off on your phone, because it occurred to me. She says,
yeah.
I didn't bring my phone. I said, how will you text me the results? She says, I'll call you. I said, without your phone. She said, I'll call you as soon as I get home. I said, thanks.
So do you know where she is in the
do you have a message?
Round six, she nailed a hard word, murmur.
Ooh. Murmur, M-U-R-M-U-R.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
Yeah, it is. Yes.
There's a club called Murmur.
Round seven, and that's why Julia knew it.
How many kids are left?
Now, I can only give you the results for the final round. Round seven, she got curtain. Round eight, she got virtue. Round nine is when she took her loss. Altogether, she went with two L's, which is a very common error, which is a shame. But in the final round that she was in, five people tested out. So she tied for third. So I say congratulations.
There you go, Julia.
Very nice. Job.
It makes me very, very proud
Words
to see her
hard.
Up there. And
that's
she,
good. Top
and,
three.
And what's awesome is the winner is one of her friends, Mimi, who is a Chinaman and did very, very well.
Best friend, that's Drew.
Good. Now, will she go? Do they take the top five? Or
no, but
I got it on.
Because of the top three, there is a winner and an alternate. She just missed out on being alternate. But I say this is promising, and she didn't really prep for it.
Right.
She just went up and did it.
Yeah.
We only found out about
that's
it a couple days ago.
That's great.
So hopefully she has good spelling in her future, and I love a good speller. I think that's good.
Congratulations to Julia.
I love her very
and,
much.
And, you know, just before we go to break, very briefly here, I just wanted to share, yesterday at the airport, I had my first legitimate senior moment where I was at National Airport. I think the time frame was for 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
Looking for my car.
Oh, no.
Oh, level C4. Mm-hmm. I came out of the terminal,
did
came
you
off
forget,
of my plane.
Did you forget which of your cars you brought?
No, stop that. I'm on level C4. Uh-huh. I'm like, God, I know that this is the level that I walk
into like
the elevator.
Explosive, yeah.
I know. And then I went down to level C3. Uh-huh. And I mean, I walked from one end of the parking lot, you know, knowing the general area my car was in.
Did you ever think of hitting your panic button?
Right.
I did a bunch of times.
Oh, nothing.
Tried, nothing. Oh. And it was
five cops came to his rescue.
I had the call, thank God, didn't go through where I was going to call a car. I said, you have
thank
to come
God.
And pick me. My car has been stolen.
Oh, no.
And, no, that's the worst
feeling.
I
hadn't thought of that feeling, but yeah absolutely. Uh-huh.
Then I finally went upstairs to the top, the very top level.
You mean with no ceiling?
And I realized that I had brought the car into the top level, walked down a flight of stairs before I walked into the elevator.
You see, it was a little more excusable because C4, C2, C3, they all look alike. But you had no ceiling over your head. You would think you would remember that.
I know. All I was focused on was the guy walking into the elevator in front of me when I got down to level
C4. Why were you so focused on him?
Because I was hauling a big heavy bag with audio equipment and everything else in there.
I want to give you a pass because this happens to everybody of all walks of life, all ages. That's the reason why they have the signs there that say, make sure you remember where you park. Mm-hmm. And it's happened to me multiple times.
Did you catch that little dig? I mean, it was not, I mean, like the kind of shovel you would take to the beach. Just the little dig.
Yeah,
that's why they have the signs.
And what I always do, and I do this now and I've done it for years, is I take my phone and I go to my notes and I type in where I'm parked.
It's a good idea.
Using technology to help you.
Well, and there's an app for that, too.
Yeah, there's an app that actually GPS you where your phone is.
Oh, Find My Car.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's free.
Yeah, but wouldn't Find My Car take you only to the spot, but it could be on any level?
Because that's true.
You could
but
have
that would have helped. It couldn't have hurt. That would have helped.
There's an app for that.
There is, Mike.
S&D. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty's Disney Dark Side Project. South Florida has long been an adult's alternative to family-oriented Disney.
Right.
Now some entrepreneurs want to expand those choices by bringing destination gaming to South Florida. Yes. Disney sees this
gaming.
As gaming.
Las Vegas-styled gaming.
Gaming. Here's another word for it.
I prefer gaming.
Disney sees this as a threat to their bottom line. Shocker. So they're flexing their corporate muscle. They do that a lot, and they're trying to kill those resorts. Speak up for your freedom of choice by visiting DisneyDarkSide.com today. Welcome back to the show. It's time for Mr. Spiewak and his Magic Audio Vault, which will not have any spelling in it.
No. Actually, though, the first clue involves the letters LMFAO. Who here in the room is familiar with LMFAO,
sure,
the band?
We all know what that means.
Oh, the band.
The band.
LMFAO.
Shot.
Yeah,
shot,
they do shots. They also do the theme to Jersey Shore.
Everybody.
And something kind of cool is the two guys that are in LMFAO are the nephew.
I thought you were saying, are you familiar with the term LMFAO?
Right. No, but this is the
did
band.
Did you raise your hand for the term?
For the term, not
you
the
you didn't
band.
Know the band.
I knew there was a band. I'm not familiar with their work.
I'm proud of it.
One of the hottest.
Didn't have a clue.
One of the hottest bands in America right now, and they're two guys in it.
Not
that
for
are
me.
The nephew and the grandson of Motown Records founder Berry Gordy.
Yes.
So they have lineage. They have great lineage.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you look at them, you're like, no chance.
That's right. So I want you to listen. This song is recently a number one record.
Sexy
and I Know It.
Yeah. Sexy and I Know It, aka the Mike O'Mara theme song.
Check it out.
Here's Mike looking for his car.
Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Very
so
good.
I always like when they make people do this. Nicolas Cage, who is a great actor.
Right. Johnny Camerari.
He was it's Johnny Camerari.
Johnny my hand.
he wasn't Johnny Camerari, wasn't that
that was Moonstruck.
Yeah, but wasn't that the fat guy? That wasn't Nicolas Cage. That was his brother, wasn't it?
Was Johnny Camerari?
Because when he shows up at the end when they say, oh God, he's here, it's Johnny Camerari.
Oh, maybe so it's another Camerari.
Yeah, I think it's his brother. Anyway.
Richie Camerari?
I think he is Richie.
I don't know.
But that's really neither here nor there.
Yeah, but you had to mention it.
Nicolas Cage.
Can
I got
that
to, Mike.
2 minutes of my life back.
I know.
Jeez.
Maybe you could spend those 2 minutes at Jimmy's.
Here we go. So it began.
Nicolas Cage was on the BBC this weekend, and they got him to do a dramatic reading to the lyrics of LMFAO.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, if you just hear them sung, you don't realize the depth of them. You have to hear them read.
Yeah.
Right? I'm sexy, and I know it. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 wig, yeah, wig, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man, yeah. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah.
And that's how the words go. And it's like having Bob Dylan back, isn't it?
That's so
I like
pure
that.
Nicolas
I love
Cage.
Reading lyrics.
Another great thing is when actors don't take themselves too seriously. Mm-hmm. I think the show is Graham Norton. It's a talk show in Great Britain.
Graham Norton, my buddy Mark DiCio, my attorney friend, he loves this show.
Graham
watches
Norton
this show every week.
Has a great way of making people. He just disarms people, and
he's
really
he's
comfortable.
This British queen who does a phenomenal job, mm-hmm. and is just absolutely infectiously over the top. And I think the guy's got a great.
You
show.
Wouldn't think that Liam Neeson has any sense of humor to look at him,
right?
But he got Liam Neeson to leave an outgoing message on an audience's cell phone number. So when you get this lady's voicemail,
oh, that's funny. Liam Neeson's done some stuff with Ricky Gervais also. That is very. Oh, and can I just stop for a second and mention this show?
Oh, Idiot Abroad, Bucket List.
The Bucket List is. There's nothing like this on television.
No.
The guy is who he is. He's so real.
It's amazing.
He's so real that it just works.
Yep.
And I know they probably shoot a lot of tape to get him to do it, but when he really doesn't want to do things, he was doing the Trans-Siberian Railway, and they brought him from a first-class cabin, and they moved him back into third class. and there's a shelf that he has to sleep on.
It was great.
And the look on his face, I just, and my favorites are the calls from Ricky. The cruel calls from Ricky Gervais.
And they could not be any crueler.
And what? Here's why I think it's legit. Because he had like a sore throat and they weren't able to go up in the plane to be weightless.
Zero gravity. Right.
And I like that too. Yeah. Where he's just so pleased. There's a scene, I don't know, did I mention this last week on the show, where I talked about the fact that he went to the fried chicken place?
Yeah.
And he was
when he's happy, he gets manic because he's being tortured most of the time. I just, it's phenomenal.
What network carries this?
It's a Science Channel.
Science Channel.
Science Channel.
Yeah, just put in Bucket List or Idiot Abroad. How about him in that wrestling outfit?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Carrie had to pause it because she could not stop laughing.
Yeah.
I hate when she's happy.
And he went to the Dwarf Village.
Yeah, he did go to the Chinese Dwarf Village. So check it out. Liam Neeson leaving a message, and this it references the movie, a nice lighthearted favorite of Liam Neeson's because he's made so many of them, Taken. So here is the voicemail that he leaves on someone's cell phone.
Please record your personal greeting.
Okay.
To end recording, key 0.
So you press 0, key 0. Read that, and then you press 0 again.
Show me where 0 is.
0 is that one.
Right.
That's that one. Please record your personal greeting. End
I start?
Yeah.
I don't know who you are. If you don't let my daughter go now, I will find you. I will kill you. Please leave a message.
Can you imagine getting that on your voicemail?
Very nice.
Liam Neeson,
pretty great,
is making, I think actors get to a certain part of their careers where they just start wanting to have a little fun.
Right.
And Liam Neeson is, I think he's one of the greatest action-adventure stars we have, and it's just fun to watch.
So this. Liam is male, spelled backwards, right?
Right.
Liam. So there's this girl in Oklahoma who can instantly say words backwards. I find this fascinating, and they give her a list of words here. Check this out. There is
so does delay. Oscar. Look at that look on his face.
Did you?
Get to the clip. Do Get you? To the clip.
Check this out. This is really great.
Anyone can say a word to her, any word. She can say it backwards within 3 seconds. All right, let's go, sis.
3 or 30?
Three. Watch.
Terrific.
All real time.
Scrubberous.
Savings.
Skinevaz.
Gallon.
Nolag.
Download.
Day all in one.
Lamborghini.
Huh?
Lamborghini.
In our rugby mount.
Wow. Land store.
Rats to now.
Corn nuts.
Stunner rock. Somebody else say a word.
Kaleidoscope.
Huh?
Kaleidoscope.
Epoxidaic.
Air conditioner.
That's cool. Renoa Tidnok Raya.
Super center.
Retinic rufus.
Helicopter.
Ripocola.
She could probably kick Julia's ass.
That to me is fascinating.
That's pretty cool.
It's dyslexia. Ability.
It's dyslexia.
This is on. This
it is.
That's what it is. I have a friend who
can
had
do
this.
And they can do
and
that?
And he could do that. You could give him any word and boom, he'd give it
we
right
back. We have this video on our YouTube page, so check it out. But just for fun, I thought, what if we actually reversed what she was saying?
Ah.
Play it backwards.
It's brilliant.
So check this out. This is what really
flipped
me out.
You did this?
Fireworks.
Savings.
Savings.
Gallon.
Gallon.
Helicopter.
Helicopter.
American flag.
American flag.
Australia.
Australia.
That's
amazing.
That's cool. Did you do that? Robbie's being
nice
back.
Good job.
That's a good way. Be a good way to end it.
Okay, well, you want to end it on that?
I do.
Then let's end it on that.
Good job, Rob.
That's good, Rob. I like that a lot.
Here's
that
more music to find your car.
Take a break and back with news and buzz right after this, everybody.
They have signs.
Be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new freak. Yeah. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com.
Ready?
That's LMFAO.
This is actually a great CD. Their first two CDs are great.
And great. For news with Mr. Buzz. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Pro Flowers. Put her in the mood for love with chocolates, flowers, and so much more. And on-time delivered gifts from Pro Flowers. There's still time to check out some of their amazing specials. Click the Pro Flowers ad right now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's great.
The Republican hopefuls are still writing the campaign ads President Obama can use against them later this year. Newt Gingrich says Mitt Romney is a liberal who runs negative ads. Romney says Gingrich is a failed Washington insider whose off-the-wall ideas exclude others. And he says Gingrich got pushed out of his leadership position for being that way. The very important Florida primary is Saturday, and although Gingrich led in the polls a week ago, he trails badly now.
How's the mood in Florida, Mike?
There was a commercial that was on in Southwest Florida that I heard on the radio.
It's huge!
Not that. Oh, and Billy's got his own channel.
Oh, wow.
And I found it, God. And I got excited, and it's just outtakes and stuff, and they're so terrible. It was wonderful viewing.
Wow.
I loved it. But there was one ad that came on with, it was a Newt Gingrich ad attacking Mitt Romney, and it was something, they take a quote from Mitt when he was running for governor saying, I would protect a woman's right to choose, and if a woman couldn't find that relief from her family, if a juvenile couldn't find that relief from her family, I would see if she could get relief through the courts, and the announcer comes on and says, that's right. Mitt Romney would let your daughter get an abortion by going to court. Something horrible that.
Yeah. Painting him as a liberal.
They're feeding on each other. They're eating each other's young.
What they're doing is they're painting the way, Mike. They're paving the way for a great nomination.
Absolutely.
Yeah. How can it possibly go wrong?
When Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were sparring, did it get this contentious? I don't think so.
She did run those ads saying, who do you want in the White House at 3 a.m. when all hell breaks loose?
Well, that's not like this.
That's more policy than personal,
I don't think it was as bad.
I'm surprised that you even saw that Gingrich ad. The fact that our money has spent $12 million on TV ads in Florida in the last week has a lot to do with his surging in the polls, especially since most of those ads slam Gingrich. For his part, Gingrich says he's taking his fight against Romney all the way to the convention. And then there's Ron Paul, who may run as a third party candidate. The Republicans find themselves a bit divided.
Watching the debates because my favorite part of the Republican debates now is watching Newt when Romney's saying bad stuff about him. Because Newt gets a look on his face like my buddy Randall gets when I'm arguing with him about the Yankees.
Or when you leave him in D.C.
That's Paul.
Jesus.
And he left, buddy, and I didn't leave him. It was just he dropped me off, and I got lost. Thank you.
Sorry.
and he'll get a look on his face that's something like this. You know, going.
and he starts looking
around, and it's like he wants to fight.
Rolling. Is that practiced? Right. Is that on design? Do you think, or is that just pure Newt?
That's pure Newt.
Pure Newton.
That's pure Dwight Schrute.
Now, Oscar, there's an interesting side drama in this campaign involving former NBC Nightly News anchor Tom Brokaw.
Ooh.
The Romney campaign is using an old clip of Brokaw reporting on Gingrich's ethics violations. Brokaw says he's uncomfortable with that, and NBC's legal department has sent the Romney campaign a letter asking that the clip be dropped. The Romney campaign says it's considering the request. Surely they'll make a decision in time for Saturday's Florida primary.
It's a clip from a news story.
Right.
It's a clip from when he was an anchor person, and I don't think the Romney campaign has any legal obligation to take it down.
I think
he's reporting a story. It's not commentary.
Why can't they replace it with a clip of Krebs?
Because they want to win.
They're going to kick him out. Bye.
Now, just before Brian Williams rocks center tonight, NBC will be airing the reality game known as Fear Factor. NBC will not, however, air the episode they were planning to air. That episode featured contestants drinking the bodily fluids of donkeys.
Ooh.
Imagine two of the worst possible fluids and you understand. But the drinking of donkey urine and semen will not lead into Brian Williams after all. After backing the episode at first, the network has now changed its mind. Instead, it's a rerun from a month ago. Tonight's scheduled episode also featured female twins in bikinis being shocked by an electric fence. Surely they won't throw out that footage with the donkey water. TV broadcasting's noble profession.
Hey, way to go, Joe Rogan.
Are they comfortable showing the clip of Tom Brokaw talking about donkey semen? Or is that uncomfortable?
Tonight, our final story. Hi, this is Tom Brokaw.
Hi, Tom.
The girls are going to be drinking. God, with the crap that we were eviscerated for on the radio.
Right.
Thank God. You know what? Shut all that crap down.
I'm
52 years old. I like the funny stuff. I do. Right. I like that. And, you know, and maybe bugs and that stuff. But
we draw the line at bugs.
It'd be different if they were doing Wee for your Wee.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know. If you put donkey semen up against Joe Rogan, I'll take
Wee for a Wee.
Radiophile's got that.
Yeah, I will take the semen over Joe Rogan any day.
So gross.
Bad news.
And speaking of donkeys and NBC, Donald Trump says he still might run for president. He says it still depends on the state of the Republican race and whether or not he's still doing a TV reality game show by midsummer. And
the Republicans, I believe, are in big trouble.
Quite a show, ain't it?
Really, really big trouble. I mean, it sounds like this is really turning into a hot mess. And I love a hot mess.
Oh, you'll see that tonight on Fear Factor.
Oh, absolutely.
Really hot.
An Alaskan man facing felony charges for selling counterfeit salmon. 52-year-old.
Did you say salmon?
Salmon.
Oh, okay. Not that's not the fear.
No, not, no, no.
They
not,
weren't
not,
drinking
not
salmon.
That.
Donkey salmon.
Salmon.
Right.
52-year-old Willis Maxson, what you talking about, claimed his smoked salmon strips were made from king and red salmon caught in the Yukon and Copper Rivers. Actually, it was chum.
Ew.
He's facing charges of false identification of wildlife, which is in fact a felony.
So he like ground all like fish parts.
Well, no,
into
these
a...
are chum are just they're little fish he uses as bait.
No, but chum is what you
it's ground
this,
up
this,
fish.
This
yeah.
is, well, this is chum salmon. So
chum salmon.
Okay. Yeah. So all this right. is salmon they used as chum.
What are you playing?
Salmon Dave.
Wow.
Wow. Ball that's safer, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God.
In Burton,
hey,
Michigan,
it's okay, chum.
In Burton, Michigan, a 17-year-old, this one's for you, Rob, 17-year-old leukemia survivor in Michigan has been suspended from school because of his long hair, which he's been planning to donate to Locks of Love. Suspended from school for growing out his hair.
That school's a dick.
JT
file a report.
JT Gaskin stopped cutting his hair after he learned that his friend's sister also had cancer. The high school academy says JT's hair violates the rules which were established to make the game more fun. And finally...
That's rude. Hey, can I, before you do your finally...
Yes.
Because this isn't funny. I just want to say a real apology to my friend who came over last night. Mm. Just showed up and stopped by.
Yeah.
And I sent Carla down. No, it wasn't RJ. Oh,
okay.
It was my friend Chandler. Uh-huh. You guys have met Chandler.
And, oh, he was came great over. On Friends.
He's a good guy. He's a really good guy. And I was Mr. Rude. I've been on a plane in the morning.
It didn't feel
I was
like
upstairs.
It.
I was watching my the end of the golf tournament, and I just came to the top of the stairs and said, "Hey, how you doing?" He said, "Hey, I just thought I'd stop by." I said, "Okay, have a good one."
No.
And Carla stayed down with him. Look, I'm sorry.
No, I think you're in the right there. I don't think we have a society that allows the drop-in anymore. I don't.
Thank you.
I don't.
I just
would have killed him to call.
Did anybody see the end of the golf tournament yesterday?
Yeah.
Rob, you watch golf.
Did
you watch the end of
it yesterday? No.
The one, the Torrey Pines golf tournament?
Yeah, right.
The was the Farmers Torrey Open?
Pines.
Yes.
Yes, Farmers
it was.
Open.
Nice pull. Yep.
Oh, my God. Guy comes, new kid, rookie. They start, the reason I stuck with it, and I normally don't stick with it with golf, the guy starts talking about how this guy choked against Steve Stricker. Steve Stricker apparently stole the tournament from this guy, Kyle Kelly. Uh-huh. Is that the guy's name?
Yeah.
This guy, Kyle Kelly, stole it like at the last second, broke his heart. Heartbreaking. They start talking about this, and, you know, because he might be thinking about this right now. Well, he's got a 3-shot lead. Well, that's going to do it for him, a 3-shot lead. No one can give up a 3. And I'm just getting this sense.
Jinxing him.
Yeah.
They're doing all this yammering about this guy.
Yep.
And something said to me, I normally would not have stayed with this. Something said, something's going to go down.
Right.
Yeah. Watch this tournament. The guy comes to this par 5 golf tournament with a 3-shot lead.
Yeah.
All right. He can make a double bogey, seven.
It's a par 5 hole on the 18th.
It's a par 5 hole. He can make a double bogey and still win the tournament.
Yes.
Wow.
He comes up to the third shot. He lays up his third shot on a par 5. He takes this little, it's a 100-yard shot.
Oh.
A shot. All he has to do is get it on the green.
Right.
Doesn't have to be close. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have. If he gets it on the green,
he wins.
He can 5 putt and he'll be fine. So he comes up. He hits his shot. It lands about 20 feet past the hole.
Okay. Oh.
It sucks back. It spins off the green and goes into the water.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like in Tin Cup.
It was. You look and you go, you know, collectively, you saw it, Mark?
Yeah, I did.
You know, collectively, the audience was just going,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. But then, you know, he can still make a 7.
Yeah.
He's fine. All right. So he's hitting 5, has to hit it back, hits it to the back of the green. This time it's in the fringe. He said, okay, as long as he's got enough speed on this, he should be able to get it close. He hits it. It gets about, halfway there?
Yeah, about halfway. Maybe a little more. But,
and he misses the putt.
Do you blame it on nerves because he's so green or what?
A triple bogey 8. He goes to a playoff and loses the playoff.
Naturally. Well, at that point.
And Tiger blew it, too.
Very sad. I didn't see the Tiger part.
Yeah, Tiger came in strong, and then he just blew it.
Yeah, going into the 17th hole, Tiger actually lost another divorce.
Buzz, I know I digress there, but that was the purpose. I was in the middle of that.
Well, sure.
And I just couldn't tear myself away, and I got home. And so, but sincere apologies to my buddy Chandler. Come back, and we'll sit on the sun.
another time.
Yes, but
another
call
time.
First.
Call first. Yeah.
Always.
He finally. Actually did. I didn't answer it.
Oh,
well,
man.
Then it doesn't count as a call, does it?
I was not a good friend yesterday. Carla informed me that I was not a good friend yesterday.
Oh, dear.
She informed me I was a dork.
Thank you.
And we're full circle.
Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Finally, there is no honor among thieves and possibly an unplanned pregnancy. In Holiday, Florida, on the west coast west of Orlando, a man got out of jail and arrived home just in time to find his next-door neighbor stealing his stuff, everything from his computer to his curtains.
Hey, dude!
Just got out of jail, somebody's robbing his house. But in Germany, a man broke into the car of a sex ed teacher and stole a box of 7 wooden replicas of the male organ.
Wooden?
Wooden.
Yeah.
Well, that
explains.
Sculptures. Carved wooden sculptures.
Explains a lot.
The thief also stole the teacher's condoms, but he probably shouldn't use those condoms. The fake phalluses were for demonstrating how to put on a condom. The condoms were pierced with pins so they wouldn't balloon up during the demonstration.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeO'MaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon, and we thank you in advance for that. We'll be back with another brand new one tomorrow. You got a story about something, right?
Yeah, I got a lot going on. By the way, Tech 411, new show, hour-long show. Yeah.
They actually make an app, right, for it?
Yes.
Is this the one where you're drunk?
And isn't tomorrow Gay Corner?
It's Gay Corner.
Nice.
Tomorrow on Gay Corner, Rob and I will start the fun and lots of gay fun.
Love gay fun.
The story as well.
Yes.
I'm
sure
I'm
building
I can come
a relationship.
Up with something.
Should be wonderful. So long. Have a great one, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ruby Lips.